Welcome. This is Tom Henschel sitting in for Joe Spano. Theater Pain Foundation's Wildflower Hotline is made possible by donations and memberships. Please support the hotline today. All locations are on easily accessible public lands and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. There's still a little snow on the ground in the Sequoia Big Trees area of Sequoia National Park, but at lower elevations in the park and along the Case Mountain Trail in Three Rivers at the entrance of Sequoia, the landscape is painted with spring blooms. The bulb plants that have benefited from both soil moisture and warming temperatures sprung up first and include purple ethereal spear, pink fairy lantern, and yellow mountain pretty face. These plants cover slopes and meadows with an impressionist artist's eye. Another bulb plant is the superb Mariposa lily. It's a large flower with three pure white petals. Yellow and maroon markings near the center of the flower look like artist's brushstrokes on a fresh canvas. The twining snake lily, another plant that emerges from underground corms, can be found associated with chaparral shrubs. Snake lily sends its flowering stems up through the shrubs by twining around the branches until the flower head appears above the drab shrub, some 2 to 5 feet above the ground. Only then does it open a cluster of bright pink flowers. Also seen in great numbers are mountain blue penstemon, fire orange wind poppy, and speckled clarkia, a name derived from bright pink blossoms with dustings of red sprinkles on the petals. The aptly named jewel flower is another colorful character in this spacious painted landscape. Carefully spaced on a long stem, the flowers are a deep maroon color when new and fade to yellow-green with purple-veined sepals in maturity. The flowers appear like sparkling precious jewels in the sunlight. There are many more treasures here as well. Trails in the San Jacinto Mountains are suddenly coming into bloom along with the warmer May weather. On the upper part of Old Morris Ranch Road, off Highway 74 and southeast of Mountain Center, the scenery is filled with fresh new flowers, including carpets of golden red daisy, white daisy, and goldfields. Standing out in this expansive field of yellow, white, and gold are patches of baby blue eyes. This area might be nearing peak bloom. Many other species are yet to come later this month and into June. Another picturesque road trip would be on Mount Emma Road near the Little Rock Recreation Area. These are the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains above Pear Blossom in the western Mojave Desert. The roadsides are spotty with blooms if you're only drive-by botanizing, but worth pulling off the road to search more closely for those treasures here and there above gullies and along off-road carved trails. The luminous pinkish lavender-flowered Mojave aster is standing out on road cuts and along gullies off-road. Stands a vivid purple-blue chia sage, yellow Bigelow's coreopsis mixed with white tidy tips, and brilliant red desert paintbrush can be nearby, but still away from the roadsides and down into the gullies. Lush bushes of deep blue-purple dorsage are occupying space there as well and fill the warm desert air with the distinct smell of sage. Pink desert calico, growing low in sandy and loose granite as a belly flower, may take some bending of knees to get a careful look, but it's well worth the effort. Be cautious when pulling off roads and walking near roadsides. That's it for this week. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of and links to these and more wildflower sites. The next report will be available Friday, May 10th.